James Duthie forgetting once again that he's supposed to be in studio with us. We have no idea where he is, but at some point he'll join us in here, I'm sure. Marcellus Wiley later in the hour.
He's in his office, and then Al is calling him, and he's like, oh, my God, I forgot that I'm on overdrive.
He's getting a text right now.
Yeah.
So he'll be in here in like 2 or 3 minutes. Leafs in Dallas tonight taking on the Stars. You can watch that game on TSN4. And we reacted to what took place on Sunday night. It was a really fun game to watch, back and forth, Matthews, Tavares. I actually put up a poll question on Twitter asking people to vote.
Who had a better night?
Who had a better night? Because Tavares had a hat trick, yeah. Matthews had four, and there were like 7,000 votes, and it came in 51-49.
Yeah, it was close.
In favor of 34, and it ultimately doesn't really matter, but that's the beauty of sports. When you have two guys on your team that are this good and play that well, spark a bit of a debate. And they're both off to a great start, and it could be red light special tonight again. I mean, we may see a 6-5 game this evening.
Well,
both
Dallas,
teams with tons of offense.
Dallas plays that same way. They're you know, ultra skilled up front. They got a really good defenseman, though. I think Klingberg's like Carlson. He's up in the play the whole time anyways. And Bishop is a wild card.
He's like, played well through two games.
Bishop's played well, but Dallas is they've looked okay. I've watched both their games. They've looked pretty good. They can score. And, you know, Bishop has looked pretty solid. So it'll be a challenge for the Leafs.
James Duthie in studio. What's up, James?
Did you see Heiskanen's first shift?
Yeah, that was crazy, eh?
He's a legit
sick
player.
Talent. But do you think, you know, nerves and
his
everything, first time on the ice in the NHL, he skated like Erik Karlsson at its height, at his height in the playoffs a couple of years ago.
The one thing, it's a great point that you bring to our attention, James, is like these kids now. I was talking to a scout yesterday in the building and said they don't worry about a 19-year-old as their nerves, because their confidence level is
fearless.
So high. Like these kids just, fearless, oblivious, whatever adjective you want to use, they step on the ice and play the same way.
And they're all kids, James. I remember you talking about the Ottawa Blackhawks lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And I was three rows from the ice for the introductions at the Blackhawks home opener. They're coming out. And I'm like, what? And then all of a sudden, it was Keith, Seabrook, Taze, Kane, yeah, Crawford, like on the bench.
Right.
And I'm like, that's the modern-day NHL. You got those five guys, and the rest of the guys are just interchangeable, younger guys, journeymen. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
Because I remember you saying, look at this lineup, Ottawa, Chicago. It was their opening lineup.
Right. Well, and you, I look at that team and I say, if I was the head coach, I'd just say, don't take penalties. Because that power play comes out, and you go, okay, that's still the Hawks. Because now, yeah, Taves and Kane actually look like Taves and Kane, especially Taves,
yeah,
this year. But you're right, when you get past the first line and a half, it's a bunch of, huh?
Yeah, and then the Marcus, right, Krugers and, you know, guys like that. But that's what the league is built. But
you got to hit on the draft.
Some
you
of these young
draft
kids are really good players, like that Heiskanen, and you'll see him tonight, lay eyes on him. This guy can play.
Well, this the Dallas first line. Sagan's extension doesn't kick in till next year. But Ben's already at 9, I think, or 9.5, and Radulov's at 6.5. So that'll be a $25 million line next year.
Yeah.
Which is, again, once you get beyond that, that doesn't leave a ton.
But
and
that's,
you pay your goalies and your top defensemen. And
wait until Marner signs and Matthews signs. That's the type of numbers you're going to be throwing around on your top six, because Tavares' money isn't going anywhere. So you got 11, and then whoever, if it's Marner, whatever number he comes in, let's say 9. There's, mm-hmm, 20 million, and they don't even have a left winger yet.
Well, look at Dallas. Okay, Spezza still makes good money.
Yeah.
But the other Dallas forwards besides those four are Matthias Janmark, Blake Komo, Devin Shore, Radek Faksa, Tyler Pitlick, Valeri, yeah, Nichushkin, Hintz, and Brett Ritchie. So those guys, I mean, there's hardly anybody over a couple mil a year.
That Nichushkin's been pushed down in the lineup. Mm-hmm. He's in the fourth line.
Well,
he's
been
a good player,
though, right? So, yeah, we'll see what he brings tonight. But yeah, I mean, that appears to be the way every team in the league is going to build their group. You know, mm-hmm, it's going to be a cast system basically in the NHL.
But that's why, again, this is a magic time for the Leafs if they can put it together, because you have, even though the big guys are going to get their money this year, is Yeah, I just think.
Well, they have a ton of space right now.
Cap space.
They have like 12 million.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they've got cap space.
But the thing is,
all in.
Who are you going to sign, though? There's no one left to sign or anything. There's nothing you can do now.
No.
You may be able to. We're going after 20 games. People start realizing after 20 games what you got. You start sniffing around.
You could probably absorb something, but you got to see where Willie comes in at. I think they believe it's something with a six in it. So
he does.
Well, regardless of what he does, I mean, Kyle Dubas holds all the cards. If William Nylander wants to play and sign a contract, Dubas is holding onto the piece of paper. They got to fill out the numbers, and the numbers, they're not done yet. And I mean, all is quiet. I don't know what that means in Leafland.
Why don't we go around the table? If Kyle Dubas is the bouncer in the champagne lounge, and he says to William Nylander, you can go in there for this price and this price only. Jimmy, what is Nylander going to Champagne Lounge for?
Sorry, you're saying, so what's the max?
What's his per year?
I couldn't read between the lines of your metaphor somehow.
I thought it was a good segment.
What did it mean? What's the most you'd pay?
Per year, it's like...
Okay, this is all you're going to get, Willie?
If you can, you can go in the Champagne Lounge for this per year. Do you want to go in?
6.5 million over 7 years.
And you can open the door to the Champagne Lounge.
Yes, you can have it.
That sounds about right.
I'm right there. I'll tell you this.
I think everybody else is in the world except for William Nylander.
Or Willie's dad, maybe.
Yeah.
I saw that David Pastrnak play yesterday.
4 points yesterday in his sleep.
He's a superstar.
Yeah.
He is so good.
6.6. Like, that's the whole point.
And this guy wants more than that. Get serious.
I understand. Draisaitl got 8.5. Eichel got 10 like that. You know, and Nylander's saying, well, listen.
Yeah, but he's not close to those players.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, Draisaitl got overpaid. That was a horrible negotiation in retrospect, in my opinion. I still can't believe they just said, all right, you get 8.5.
Well,
the other factor is, Brian, my brother brought up this
magic of the playoff run, too.
Yeah,
sir.
Plus the playoff. He,
that doesn't mean you have to hand him anything.
Why does Sam Reinhart score five more goals?
He's more on Marner's level than he is on Nylander's every day of the week.
That's not my point, though, Noodles. Do you think 8.5 for him was a good negotiation?
I think it's a fair deal, yeah.
Based on what?
I think it looked at that time like he was going to be the second superstar.
He had last year and had 70 points.
Yeah. Like, he's a good player.
He's not a good player. He's an elite player.
Okay.
I thought in that playoff run that he looked like a great player.
Why did Reinhart score five more goals than Nylander, and he had a bridge for 3.5, and this guy wants 8.5?
Well, he's just looking at term. That's what he's looking at. They're buying up some unrestricted free agent. That's what they're looking at. If he's looking at a two-year deal, it's something with a five in it.
More than likely. And the Leafs, I don't think they want to give him a two-year deal. I think at the...
Seems like neither side wanted a bridge, but a bridge makes more sense here than anywhere else in many ways, if it's a stalemate.
I think it's got to be like a three-year bridge for
That's
the Leafs.
Fine.
Because I think they'd say, you know what, we got a three-year window to try to win something. Mm-hmm. Although Nylander would probably look at that and be like, in 3 years, I'm out of here. You know, because all the money's going to be spent, and basically, I don't want to be in that position. But listen, I don't know.
Too.
I mean, it doesn't really matter until something happens. We're all speculating. We don't know what he really wants. We don't know what the Leafs are really willing to pay.
Yeah, and it's not fair for us to kick him in the junk, not knowing all the facts.
Yeah, he's entitled to representation. He's entitled to ask for whatever he wants, but at some point, he's just going to have to accept this is what he's going to get.
And the clock is ticking.
Yes, and again, they scored 7 without him.
Right.
You know, this team's going to score without him. That doesn't mean they
don't
want
to. Okay, I'm the same way, and I hate when people call it a holdout because it's not. He's totally within his right. The Leafs are holding him out as much as he's holding out. That's a term we shouldn't use anymore. Unless you're under contract, and then you don't come because you want a new contract. I just think that he's getting bad advice because you could see this coming into the season. As soon as they signed Tavares... It was going to be really good no matter what. And yes, maybe it's better with Nylander, but it's really good right now. And I don't think anybody in Leafland's sitting there saying, oh, we got to have Nylander. And that was obvious before the season started that it was going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
It would almost take, and you don't want to say this, a significant injury to one of the top forwards to make him feel more needed.
But Brian, we talked about this last week. It's not up to William Nylander as a businessman, and he is a businessman, to take less just because JT signed here. And he doesn't need to take a hometown discount just because Shanny says so. That's the two things that I think are legit. Like, he's not sitting in Sweden going, okay, I'm sure he wants to play. There's no doubt in my mind. But he's not saying, I'm going to take $6 million just because I'm going to fit into the cap nicely. Like, there's no guarantee.
No, you're right.
He should take 6.5 to say, I'm not as good as Pastrnak, and that's what he signed for.
I understand
that's just reasonable.
It is, but, I mean, Boston, they got Marchand. Marchand's a superstar. He's under $6 million. He chose that.
Every contract negotiation in any sport, in any walk of life, is about leverage, and he really doesn't have leverage as long
kidding.
As the scoring goals.
I asked for your money, and they told me to stuff it.
Yeah. Well, you got to be wanted elsewhere, and you're not.
I think that's what's frustrating here for the Leafs.
That's exactly right.
Is that somehow these other teams, they all have these limits where no one can go above them, and the players seem to buy into it. And here with Toronto, that hasn't really applied. You know, like in Tampa, it was like, sorry, you can't go above this. Now, Kucherov slid above Stamkos in the end, but Hedman didn't. Mm-hmm. Hedman might be the best defenseman on the planet. And he's like, all right, if Stamkos got that, I'll take this.
And,
you know, in Winnipeg, they're like, sorry, this is what Scheifele gets. So, Ehlers, you can barely beat him. Okay. And why, I think in Toronto, they're like, well, why are our guys just allowed to ask for the world and they're going to be handed the world? Why isn't there some sort of stipulation here where they have to accept that you need to play your way into the league?
And as far as Nylander goes, he's probably going to be looking at this thinking, man, a bridge deal? I'm not even going to play in the power play.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
no, he's on the second power play.
So if I want to gamble on myself and like light it up for 2 years, I can't even get on the power play.
Well,
so what am I going to do? Score 14 goals and then 12 and then say, oh, pay me.
Do you think that the agents and the players fall into the same mode? You know, TSN, the other networks, all you hear about all the time is the Leafs, right? They get so much attention that they fall into that same mentality. Hey, I'm on SportsCenter every night. I got to be making that kind of money.
Well, you're on a brighter stage.
Mm-hmm.
But I would argue that William Nylander is going to benefit. Auston Matthews looks like he's going to have a monster year. I want to ride shotgun with that.
Yeah.
So you want to inflate your stats? Like, get on there. Get going. Because
like ride that wave.
But that's, if he signs and Babcock's pissed at him, he's going to be farther down in the lineup. Now, maybe he works with Kadri, which wouldn't be a bad, you know, we'll call it third line situation. But it either way, like, I think he has to get the ball rolling and get playing. That being said, it's a business.
I just think if he played for the Arizona Coyotes, he probably would have already signed for $6 million times 6 years or whatever, mm-hmm. right?
Which I think you can spin both ways. Mm-hmm. I understand where the mentality of these players might be. Hey, look at what we've done. You know, look at how much excitement we have whipped up in this city and the performance and the celebrity status. But that goes both ways, because with that celebrity status, you have the opportunity to be on the marquee. You can make some money away from the team. These guys, all of them are going to make money the rest of their lives coming back and representing the Leafs at golf tournaments. And other teams, some of them would have that, not to this extent. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's got to be a part of the pitch, I'm sure, from Dubas and company.
You not look at the situation, though, Brian. You look at John Tavares, and to think you can make 6+ for 6, 7, 8 years, and then have another kick at the can? John Tavares at 27 or 28, what was he, 27?
Yeah.
When he signed here, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the contract he signed. Don't you think, you know what, I'm going to shove $50 million in the bank, and you know what, I'll try to take another kick at the can. And
with seven years, if he takes a seven-year deal, that puts him to 30, because Nylander's 23. So he is looking at unrestricted free agent years. He's looking
at... What I'm looking at is, I don't know how much money this guy wants to put in his friggin' pocket. Like, how much
he wants to put something probably with a 7 in it, realistically.
Mm-hmm. He's probably hoping to meet somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
Anyway, I think you got to fly, Duthie. You taping something?
Big show tonight. Jeff O'Neill's on the show tonight. That always makes it a big show. He made an appearance on our podcast last week. That was really special.
Nice.
No, it's not.
Did he swear?
He called me while I was taping the podcast, and I just put him on speakerphone, and he just swore 4 times and then hung up. And then we billed it in all our tweets and stuff. Special guest this week, Jeff O'Neill.
You got to listen to find out what he says. Very riveting stuff.
Yeah. Insider trading tonight, and then pregame show with the quiz and everything leading up to the game. Should be all fun tonight.
Looking forward to it. Leaf Stars tonight on TSN 4. He is James Duthie.